Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Whether you're working 9 to 5 today or taking it easy, you've got your radio tuned in to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show.
Hey, Buzz, you're on WGN. Good morning.
As soon as we dim the lights, they buzz and it's driving me crazy.
He'll make you laugh.
Your name is Buzz and you have a buzz.
He'll make your house happy.
You have LED bulbs and you have a non-universal dimmer, which is why it's buzzy.
And he might make you a little crazy.
Buzz,
the only thing he won't make you is breakfast. So go whip up some pancakes, pour yourself some coffee. Just keep that radio tuned in here to Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
Welcome in, Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Fox Home Center and by Dykstra Home Services. When you call in this morning and you hear this man answer the phone, it's not Lindsay with a cold, it's Tom. Hi, Tom. Can you talk on the air, Tom? Pushing the buttons. He's looking for the buttons. And there it is.
I think that's it.
That's it. A little louder. Get a little.
How are you?
Tom is filling in today for Lindsay, who was heading to a wedding this morning, but some plans have changed. But nice to have you here.
Thank you very much.
We've never worked together before. Where are you from, Tom?
I'm from Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Crystal Lake, Illinois, the pride and joy of. Where'd you go to high school?
Crystal Lake Central.
All right. And did you go to college?
Yes, I did. Loyola University Chicago.
Oh, that's Mike Steven. He's an alumnus, too.
Yep. I actually board opted for him once when he had his show on WLUW.
Really? Wow. So it's like a whole little Rambler.
Rambler Reunion.
Rambler Reunion. That's right. Very nice. Well, nice to have you here. Tom will be producing this morning, so say hi to him when you call in. Doma T, did you just come in from last night? Were you out with Kia last night? You just came in?
I look like I just got back from a date, right?
Yeah.
No, right after work, actually, my sister has a business networking company, and we have an event. She has a conference today.
Very nice.
Yeah, so I'm heading over to the conference right after we get out of here.
Sam, you're going to go with your chicken fried chicken shirt on?
Chicken dinner. Yes, I might. Doma T finally got one yesterday. He finally got some threads.
I like that.
I was real excited.
Your chicken dinner, you should get. I mean, you should get a sponsor that has something to do with chicken. So
you should have my sister's business sponsor chicken dinner.
Oh, well, I think Sam's available to take sponsorships. Sam,
yes,
on the South Side where you're from, is there like a go-to place for fried chicken?
Harold's.
Harold's?
Harold's Chicken.
Like you, that's a place you would go.
Did you just ask a question? Like you don't know what Harold's is?
Well,
you
hear
Harold's?
It's not a North Side thing. I've heard of it, but I've never been. But that's like a chain, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Right? There's about 80 or 90 of them.
Oh my gosh,
there's
really?
A lot of them. There may be more.
Okay. So on the North Side, it might be technically Chicago, but I always think of it in Niles. There's a place called Chicken Inn, okay? And it is unbelievable. I'm pretty sure they put some kind of drug in the chicken because you can't stop eating it. It's so good.
Okay.
And it is a little bitty place with like a Formica top. You can't eat there. It's all carry out. It's got this great old neon sign and you order it in and they do the chicken. It's like broasted chicken, you know, with the potatoes and creamy coleslaw, which I love.
Oh, this is like Southern style.
Oh my gosh. It is so good. So good.
It's called what?
Chicken Inn.
Chicken Inn, okay.
They could be the sponsor of chicken dinner.
They might work. I also think, I said Harold's, we also used to eat Heine's on the east side, too. Heine's is like 105th and Torrance.
Now, I've never had Heine's.
Heine's is really good.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm starving now.
I mean, come on. I love some fried chicken. That is good stuff right there. All right. Well, anyway, nice to have you boys with us. It's all men today. Men. There's no
No, it's all testosterone this morning. So call in, and we're happy to talk to you today. A couple of cool things we're going to talk about today. Our Noodaloo 2 is something I think you should have in your car, and I've totally changed my mind about these products. And you'll hear about that coming up a little bit later on this morning. And then after 8:30, Amazon officially sells everything, okay? Just so we're clear, you can buy everything on Amazon, which, you know, as a Ace Hardware retailer doesn't make me too happy. But I'm not going to lie to you. We buy stuff on Amazon like you do as well. But did you know they officially now sell a house? You can buy a house on Amazon. And we're going to talk with a company out of Appleton, Wisconsin, that is building these houses on Amazon. Here's the one thing. Not eligible for Prime shipping. So it's cool. They're making homes out of shipping containers and shipping them all across the country. It's the coolest thing you ever want to see. I'm so excited to talk with these folks this morning. So stay tuned for that. Let's get to your phone calls. 312-981-7200. This is Brian in Chicago. Brian, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I've got a question about dirt around the foundation. The tuck pointer came by. He did the tuck pointer, and he said that the dirt on the dirt side of the property is too low by the foundation. What can I do to prop up that dirt? He said when it rains, the water comes off my neighbor's roof, comes off my roof, comes off her sidewalk, and all flows down to me.
Got it. And how what's the distance between you and the neighbor?
Probably about 10 feet, you know, standard Chicago situation.
Oh, okay.
You know.
So if you were to add some topsoil to the that area, and you were to kind of build it up even level, you know, where you would level it off a little bit, mm-hmm. would you wouldn't be on top of the foundation wall, would you?
No.
Okay, because that's what I don't want you to do. You want to make sure that you're at least a couple of inches below the top of the foundation wall. But then what you want to do is add some topsoil, grade it out in a way, in a manner that you're not dumping the water at your neighbor, but you're dumping it towards either the back or the front of the yard if you have that kind of space, or even allowing it to be held in the center between there so that it can absorb into the ground.
Okay. My dad says maybe I should mix the topsoil with sand.
Well,
or no.
I mean, you don't have to. I mean, I get why he's saying that to do the drainage, but if you know, you're talking about a fair amount of topsoil. How long is this run that you have to fill in?
Probably 30 feet long, probably about like maybe about a foot wide, you know, because it's,
right. So. I mean, so if it were me, I mean, you know, I would measure that out and say, all right, it's a foot wide. I got to come up 6 inches and it's this length and come up with the cubic feet of dirt that you need. I would probably just have that delivered in the, you know, do you have a driveway or an alley or someplace?
We got an alley, a driveway.
Right.
Yeah, my dad says you can buy dirt like $1.50 for 40 pounds. And he said, just get a pickup truck and just bring in a couple of thousand pounds of dirt.
Exactly. I wouldn't do it by the bag because you'll go crazy. And if you just dump it, if you have it delivered, you know, they can deliver it on a truck and dump it right there. You're going to scoop it into a wheelbarrow and it's going to go a lot faster. Just elevate it. Again, you want to grade it so that you've got the drainage of the water not going towards your neighbor, but kind of either settling in the middle, and just regular topsoil will make a difference. And if you want to plant some grass in there to keep it all together, that's not a bad idea too, because you don't want it to wash away. Brian, I appreciate the phone call. It's 7:21 in the morning. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Whether you're handy around the house or not.
I'm not what they call a balabusta.
Lou Manfredini is here to help.
What's it called?
A balabusta.
He's taking your calls till 10.
That's Yiddish for a woman who does everything. I mean, she cooks and cleans, and that's not me.
Right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show.
You're my little balabusta.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We got to get that on a t-shirt. The Mr. Fix-It Show. Balabustas, unite! 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Come on, Domati. I'm the coolest home improvement guy in the world. Look at me.
You are, man.
There are no other white guys playing this music on the radio that do a home improvement show.
You see me dancing over
here. Right? Stick with me. Here's Steve in Mount Prospect. Steve, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Lou. I always like to listen to you on Saturdays.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, I have a question about the garage floor. Last year I applied an epoxy paint. Unfortunately, every time it gets wet, it's very slippery.
Yeah. Okay. And how does it look now? It's other than it's slippery, looks fine?
It looks pretty good. It here and there it may be flaking a little bit, but overall the floor is in pretty good shape.
Okay. There is Rust-Oleum makes an anti-slip coating. Did you use? Is that a Rust-Oleum product you put down there?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, they do make an anti-slip product that you can put down over the top of that. With that epoxy, though, you got to really clean it well so it adheres. The other thing you could do is use. I'm just trying to think of what we could put on top of that that would hold. See, it's a bonding issue now because the whole idea with the epoxy is it won't let anything bond to it so you can keep it clean. That's what it's designed to do.
Right.
Did you use the flakes on it or no?
Unfortunately, I made a mistake. I thought that was strictly for decoration and appearance, so I didn't use
right.
it.
Right. Okay. Here's what I would do. I would clean out the garage again.
Mm-hmm.
I would rough up that surface, and I would buy another kit and go right over the top of it and then put the flakes down because the flakes are decorative and they're the anti-slip.
Okay. So
or if you don't want the flakes, in other words, if that's not what you're looking for,
yes.
then you could get the epoxy, you could buy another kit. Then at the hardware store, when you buy the kit or wherever you're buying the paint store, they have a silica sand that you can mix in with the epoxy.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So a little container you'll put in there. You'll mix that really well. And as you're applying it, you got to keep mixing it, Steve. And when you put it down there, you'll get a little bit of a texture that'll be built up in the epoxy. It'll
mm-hmm.
it'll bond to what you have, but you need to lightly sand that garage floor first. I need you to cut the sheen a little bit.
Okay, what grit should I use?
I mean, you know, is it a two-car garage?
1.5.
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, you rent a floor buffer,
mm-hmm.
and you put a Scotch-Brite pad on the bottom, a green Scotch-Brite pad.
Right,
you go over it really quickly. You know, you can rent the thing for like 3 hours. That's all I need. Vacuum it up, but that'll make quick work of it, and then you put the new epoxy down, and put the silica sand in there. You get the nice, consistent color that you want, and then it's going to be anti-slip.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show.
It's usually true that when you just ignore problems, they just get better.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
Welcome back. 7:39 in the morning. Oh, I cracked myself up. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Rita in Westmont. Rita, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's going on?
Okay. Well, I have a 1950 Cape Cod house with the basement, and it's not original to the house, but someone installed a toilet in the laundry room. You know, it's
just in the middle of the laundry room.
Yeah, the toilet is in the laundry room down there. But
is it closed in or is it just sitting in the middle of the laundry room?
Oh, it's closed in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when you flush the toilet, the waste will partially come back and land in the sewer on the floor, in the middle of the floor.
Nice.
It doesn't overflow, but, you know, if you don't constantly pour water down that drain, you know, you're going to get fruit flies and everything else, so it's not flushing properly.
I don't think those are fruit flies, but anyway, something.
Oh, okay.
Okay, wait a minute. So you have a toilet in the basement. You don't have a sump pump.
Not for the toilet. I mean, I have a sump pump for my normal...
For the basement. Groundwater, you don't have an ejector pit.
And no, I don't.
And you don't have overhead sewers, meaning that you have a floor drain.
No overhead sewers.
Right. And the toilet is in this little room. And how close is it to that floor drain?
Oh, it's probably only about 2.5 feet.
Oh, okay. Okay. So the problem is that you're, you know, it's so close that when there's that rush of water, my guess is underground, there's a T, not a Y.
Right.
And when it goes in there, some of the water, it's bang, you know, the rush of the water is going through there, and it's backing up through there. Eventually, it drains, right? So, in other words, you fly...
it does. If I add buckets of water, it'll push it through.
If you add buckets of water, you mean to the floor drain?
To the floor drain.
Oh. How long has this been happening? All your life?
For about the past, yeah. So, I mean, we just don't use it anymore.
Right.
Because,
right.
But it flushes fine. It just will gather into the floor sewer.
Right. Okay. Do we use the floor drain? Like, does anything drain into the floor drain?
No.
Nothing drains into it?
Right.
Okay. It could be that that sewer line needs to be rotted out. That would be the first thing. The second thing is, if you wanted to use that toilet, you could put a test plug in the floor drain to seal it up. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And so then there's a plug. And now when it flushes, it won't back up. It'll force it the other way. And it's not like it's under pressure, so you don't have to worry about cracking the pipe. But I would probably start by having that rotted out. And it's probably more of an issue with what's in the under the ground, that it's a T, not a Y, and that's why it's backing up.
Okay, I did have a plumber, and two plumbers, and one did say to change the T
to a
Y.
Right.
Do you think that would help?
Oh, it absolutely would help. Yeah, because,
okay.
I mean, imagine, you know, if you can picture a T, okay, and the tail of the T, you know, the longer part of the T, you shove all this water down there, you know, 2 gallons or whatever it is in that toilet, and it bangs up against it can either go left or it can go right. And I only have to go 2 feet to the right to stick it up in there, which is gross. And if I have a Y, well, it really can't go the other way. But in order for them to do this fix, Rita, they got to break up the floor.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so here's the thing. What's the long-term plan with this house?
Okay, well, I'm always thinking resale, but I just retired, so I plan on staying here, you know, another 5 years.
Yeah. So here's the thing: when you go to sell that house, they're going to say, "Oh, you got a toilet in there," and then the inspector is going to come and flush the toilet, and it's going to back up, and they're going to like, "Oh my gosh, that's so gross!" And some young buyer is going to buy your house, and they're going to want $5,000 credit that you're going to have to give them, you know, 5 years from now. Fix it now. Use the toilet. Get the benefit of being able to use the toilet when you're down in the basement. And that's what I would do.
Okay. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
Thanks so much.
Have a good day. I appreciate you calling this morning. You know what bothers me about mattress commercials on television? Have you ever noticed that they're always showing people sleeping on the mattresses without any sheets? Nobody does that. Right? Do you, Tom? Do you have a bed? Do you sleep in a bed? Do you use sheets on the bed? Do you ever sleep on the bed without any sheets? Are you a single man? Are you a young single man?
I am not.
You're not a single man?
Nope.
Are you a married man?
No, I'm in that in-between section.
Oh, got it. But in other words, I mean, you're a non-married man. So, I mean, sometimes it'd be like, oh, I need to wash my sheets.
Absolutely.
But you never sleep on your bed without any sheets.
No, never.
Right? And so they have these mattress commercials, all of them, and they always show people like, oh, and this is such a comfortable bed, and they're stretched out, and there's no sheets on the bed.
Never.
Nobody does that.
No.
Show the mattress and then show the people stretching out and comfy on their sheets. That's just my little tip for today. Hey, you know, the flooding this past summer, it created conditions for mold to thrive in. Now it's more important than ever to check your home for mold. Most of the toxic mold floating around in our air is invisible to the naked eye, but still may be seriously affecting your health. The trick is to find it, but it shouldn't take weeks. Honestly, it shouldn't even take hours. Introducing the 5-Minute Mold Test from Healthful Home. The best value in do-it-yourself mold testing. The 5-Minute Mold Test detects the most worrisome molds, the types associated with illness and water damage. Pick up your 5-Minute Mold Test at Chicagoland Ace Hardware Stores or myhealthfulhome.com. And if you do find mold, then what? Well, Fog-U Mold from Healthful Home is safe. It's non-toxic. It's a natural product that attacks mold, bacteria, and mildew odors, penetrating porous surfaces, crevices, and those impossible-to-reach vents
where mold can breed, offering months of protection against mold. Fogu Mold is the safe, superior alternative to harsh synthetic chemicals. It's available at Chicagoland Ace Hardware stores or visit myhealthfulhome.com. That's a beautiful name, Myrna. I love that.
I love you, Lou.
I love you, Myrna.
I love you more.
He's more than just a pretty face. Now back to Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's not a competition. I love you people more. I win. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. All right, our Noodle Lou 2. I have completely had a change of heart when it comes to these types of products. Take a listen.
As a driver, it's your duty to be a safe one and your job to avoid accidents. But what happens when you do get into an accident? Are you prepared for it? Can you make it out? No one wants to get into an accident, but it happens to the best of us, unfortunately. Being prepared in an accident can be the difference between life and death, or at least a trip to the hospital. This week's new Tolu 2 is the Auto Escape from the In-Gear line. It's a small, handy emergency escape tool for your car. From simple roadside emergencies like using the flashlight at night to more serious situations like being trapped in a disabled car after an accident. Auto Escape is made from military-grade aluminum with two built-in steel window punches that'll break a side window and an integrated seatbelt cutter to slice that thing right off if you need to. Also, a high-powered flashlight that can also function as an SOS signal rounds out this sturdy, waterproof tool. So, where do you keep something like this? Can't be in your trunk. That's a little too far. Even your glove box is kind of a stretch. But Auto Escape luckily comes with a mount for handy access anywhere inside your car. There's a whole line of auto emergency tools under the In-Gear line. This one in particular goes for about $60. Some might say pricey, but some also might say, for my life, worth it. Find out more information on Lou's Facebook page or check it out at thegrommet.com. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Before we talk about the New to Lou 2, Tom, I want to help you out here. Do you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend when you said you're in that in-between area? You needed to put...
I've got a girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah. You know, just in case she's listening and you're kind of like, I'm kind of in that in-between area. Hey, you didn't... We're dating. Why wouldn't you say we're dating? I just don't... In case she's listening.
Oh, if she is listening, I'd be lucky. Well, I mean, we're 5 years in at this
point. Got it. All right. So
it's that in-between of when we get the money together.
Got it. All right. I see. Okay. I just don't want you to be like, what are you saying? We're in-between. What does that mean? You know, I don't want you to get you in trouble. Why are you working with that old guy? Okay. Our Noodle-Loo 2. You know those tools, you've seen them where you keep them in your car. What if there's an emergency? I was like, well, what if we just open up the door and go? Okay. I think everybody should have one of these things in their car. I actually think that when you buy a car, it should come with one of these things. And this particular one is, it just looks like a giant cigar. Okay. But it's metal. It's heavy duty. The point on it is a point like a pencil, like a sharpened pencil with a little like stainless steel nub on the end that if you, God forbid, were trapped in a car and you had to get out and couldn't, the doors or whatever, you just grab this thing, put your hand around it like the handle of a baseball bat, and you bang it against the glass and it'll break. And if you were trapped with your seatbelt, you just slide the top off and there's a razor that you can't get in your finger. It won't, even a child couldn't do it because of the way it's so thin. And you could slice your seatbelt off of this. And then, of course, it has the flashlight, whatever. So in our Tahoe, our Chevy Tahoe that my wife drives, I don't even think she knows I did this. In the center console, when you open it up, right on the back side, I took the double-sided tape and the hanger on there, and I popped it on. It's right there. And I should probably tell her that it's there because, God forbid, she's trapped in the car. But for $60, as Lindsay said, it is the best money you're going to have to be safe inside your car with all this kind of crazy stuff that happens with, you know, flash flooding or whatever, and you get freaked out and you don't know what to do. This is a way for you to get out of the car. I mean, if you were caught in a flash flood and all of a sudden the car was, you know, underwater with the doors, you wouldn't be able to, because of the pressure, get the doors out. And maybe the battery goes dead and the power windows don't go down. You take this thing, you smash it, you pop out of the windows and you go. We did a little video of it that Lindsay posted up on Facebook
if you want to see it as well. I don't break the window, but I do illustrate how you could do that. And I think it's a cool product, and I really do think it's something that you should consider putting in your car to keep you and your family safe. All right. It's up on Facebook, by the way, and up at WGNRadio.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Don in Aurora. Don, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I really enjoy your show and appreciate it and highly value your opinion.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you.
Here's my situation. I had a sump pump battery backup system fail. That's all taken care of. But upon cleaning up the mess, I pulled up the floor and found some black mold. Tracing the black mold to the wall, opened up the wall, and the epoxy joint failed. So I have the wall now all opened up, and the epoxy crack, and I got to cut out these black 2x4s and all that stuff. And I know you have a product out there, but I don't know the name of it to use.
On that joint?
On the concrete, on the floor, just to get rid of the mold.
Oh, okay. Wait, so what are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about that epoxy joint?
Have it redone.
Okay, so you're going to have that professionally done.
Correct.
All right.
The company that originally did it called them up. That was about 10 years ago. They don't warranty the joint. But we'll give you a discount now, and right. We guarantee it for 25 years. That's right. Their new approach.
Right. Well, that's because most of the competition is doing that now, too. So, all right, on that, so for that black mold, and I just talked about it, there's a product called Fog You Mold from Healthful Home. And it's a spray, and it's a fogger that you can use like in an attic if you wanted to, but you can also apply it directly to the areas, and it'll get into because it's like a self autonomizer, and it'll get in there and kill all that stuff, and it's safe to use. It's safe for you to stand there and spray it all out, let it sit there, soak in there, and then you can clean it up. I would still want you to clean it up. Like after a couple of hours, that it kills the mold. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you wear a mask.
What do you clean it up with?
I mean, then you can use Pine Sol or whatever you want just to clean it. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Then when you're done, then spray it again because it has residual value to it, and it's going to keep killing it. You know, in case anything's in the nooks and crannies, like where you opened up the wall and exposed that joint. You know, make sure if there's any insulation that got damaged, that gets pulled out. But then reach around inside the wall and spray inside those openings to get it in there to autonomize and kill everything.
Okay.
Where are you? Do it twice. Yeah, do it twice. You're in Aurora. Go to Ace. It's available at participating Ace stores. It's called Fog You Mold.
Just a minute, I have to tell you, I went to Menards.
Yeah.
And I got a hold of a guy in the paint section. And he said, I listen to Lou Manfredini all the time. And don't get anything else because you won't be satisfied because Lou told you so.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bag.
8:12 in the morning.
Some nights I call it a
Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Joining me in the studio right now is the very talented and smarty pants John Williams.
Yeah, that's me.
Thinking big thoughts. That always cracks me up, that little rejoin you have all the time.
My life would be a lot easier if you didn't work here, and here's why.
Tell me.
I think I speak for a lot of
guys. Just so you know, I'm bringing you in here to compliment you, so be careful.
I think a lot of people would say the same thing. I live in a house with Brenda, Daisy, Bingo, and the ghost of Mr. Fix-It present. Because every time we're about to do something in the house, Brenda goes, well, Lou says this, or Lou says that.
I love your wife.
We were going to Brenda was cooking some in the oven. She goes, you should have the exhaust. You better turn the exhaust fan on, because Lou said something happened to Lindsay, and you better be careful about that. And then ran the dishwasher last night, and Brenda goes, well, you better run the hot water for a while, because Lou says you got to get that water hot in there. And I said, I think the water's fine in there. We don't need to run a bunch of water until we get hot water. She says, well, that's not what Lou says.
I'm getting my hair cut yesterday from my friend Megan, who's cut my hair for 30 years. Now she has a lot more hair to cut because I have new hair.
Yeah, you look awesome.
And as I go into the salon, I'm one of the very few men that go into this salon, but it's my friend Megan. And there's a woman sitting there who's the mother of a friend of my wife's who grew up with, and she's Scottish. So she has this beautiful Scottish accent. And she says, Lou, I'd like to talk to you. And I go, oh, all right. I was watching it on the television. I was listening on the radio, and you told me, I have a dishwasher, and my dishwasher has never washed the dishes well. And then you said that I should run the hot water first.
Oh, boy.
I never did that before. And you know what? Now I'm waiting for it, right? I'm thinking, it works great.
Wow.
I said, you know, I don't make this stuff up.
Yeah, I guess not.
Okay, John, you know, I travel quite a bit. Yeah. I'm on airplanes a lot.
I'm very
lucky to be able to be, you know, helping people across the country, going to New York. And I listen to a lot of podcasts on when I fly. I plug them into my phone and I do whatever. And I have gotten to the point now where I only listen now to two podcasts. One is the Mincing Rascals. I listen to three podcasts.
One has to do with chickens.
Right. One has to do with fried chicken. Actually, Sam, I'm going to be honest with you. While I love to promote your chicken dinner podcast, I haven't listened to
it yet. Well, we'll have to change that.
I am going to subscribe during a break.
Sam does not promote his podcast enough.
No, I know.
He's on with me every Saturday.
I tell him he's freewheeling to promote like crazy. Like, what's coming up on? He should put it in his sports program. I am.
Yeah.
Right? That's it.
I'm totally here for you, Sam.
So, I listen to two, soon to be three.
Hi.
One is The Mincing Rascals.
Thank you.
The second is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, yeah, that's
now,
good.
If nobody knows what that is, it's a show that's been on public radio forever. Peter Sagal, who is an extremely talented guy, has hosted this show. They record it here in Chicago.
Do you say Sagal or Seagal?
I say Sagal.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to be Seagal.
Got it.
Right. He's super talented. Anyway, I love that show. Someday I'd like to be a guest, like on Not My Job
or
whatever.
You would be good.
Anyway, your Mincing Rascals is so good, and I'm going to tell you why. And I'm telling you, folks, that, you know, I know you get messed up by the technology, but it's super easy to do. If you've got a smartphone or a computer, you can. The collection of now, I do not know Eric Zorn.
Yeah,
never. I've met him a couple times, but I don't know him.
Yeah.
But the interplay between you and Steve, you and Steve together, Bertrand, are really a terrific twosome. Because what's interesting is you both have very similar views, but you both come at them sometimes from a, you sound like a married couple sometimes, the two of you, right?
That's about right.
And then Kristen McQuarrie, who's kind of at the polar opposite of your position on stuff.
Yeah, she's an editorial writer for the Tribune.
And is a very bright woman, and the conversations are terrific.
Well, that's so nice of you to say. And you know who also is in that mix?
Scott Stantis.
They're editorial cartoonists, and Scott comes at issues from the right.
As yeah.
Certainly does Kristen.
Eric. Very hard to see his pictures on the radio, but.
but his commentary is good, and then obviously Eric Zorn is on the other side, and Steve Bertrand and I batted around too. And I like the mix because while we seldom speak with one voice, right?
No, right, correct.
There's all these different angles, but everybody really likes each other's company, and I hope that comes through.
It absolutely does, and the camaraderie is great. And so, but here's my thing.
Oh.
Okay.
But
when I listen to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, in the middle of it, Peter Sagal says, we'll be right back. This podcast is brought to you by the fine people at General Foods or whatever it is, right?
He puts that in the middle of the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we need to sell this thing.
Totally.
Right? Because you guys now, I think, are doing this out of the good graces and your good looks. And so some company needs to come up and step up and be the sponsor of the Mincing Rascals, and then they can get some love when they listen. People listen, and then when you promote it.
Maybe Domati's sister's company could sponsor it.
Absolutely.
Like,
well, he just stepped away. But yeah, okay. So I'm just
really
throwing
nice
that out there.
You know, and I, as I leave, Louie, thank you so much for asking me in here and plugging it, because that's a big part of what I do here at the radio station, and a lot of people around the country are listening to it. And it's called The Mincing Rascals.
Yep.
So wherever you download podcasts, and if that's a concept alien to you, just go to WGNradio.com.
So easy.
There's a little cartoon of the five of us sitting around there chewing a topic. So it's very easy to access.
It's so good. Okay, so if you're a fan of John's, which I know many of you are, one problem that you have with John is every now and then he's got to stop because he's got to play a commercial.
A little bit.
This is a long, nice conversation, like almost 40 minutes.
Yeah, about a half hour.
Right? A little bit more than a half an hour. and you really get an opportunity to finish the thought.
And we broadcast part of that every Saturday after your show at 11:10. 11:10, yeah. So, and again, it's a 35-minute conversation. Mm-hmm. I play about 8 or 9 minutes every Saturday. I just got done editing the 8-minute highlight reel. So do listen to that. And if you think that's okay, wait till you hear the half hour.
Love it. Thank you for coming
in. What
a
nice thing, Mr. Fix-It. Well, okay? I take
John.
Back those things I said about you and the dishwasher.
Just to have your wife just keep
Thank
listening. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I know I got to take a break, Tom, but let me talk to Ken in Prospect Heights. Ken, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Good morning. I have a boiler. It's about 5 years old. Over the summer, and throughout, before we put an addition on this summer, and we tapped into the boiler, and so now it's zoned. I have it for the addition and the thermostat. That and then also a thermostat for the rest of the house.
Nice.
So it never did this before, but every time it turns on now, water gurgles. I hear it, water running through all the pipes, and it seems like it's filling up the system all the time. Is there something wrong?
Yeah, you shouldn't hear.
I never did that.
Yeah. You shouldn't hear it. My guess is you've got some sort of setting wrong. You know, you've got in a boiler. What kind of boiler is it? Do you know the brand?
It is. It's a Weil
McLean?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, you know, you've got a Weil McLean, any boiler really. It's got a fill valve, an automatic fill valve that's on there. And it could be that when they set this zone up, that needs to be adjusted so that we get all the water that's in there. Now, mind you, that you're just now turning this thing on now, and so it needs to circulate, and it probably has a self-bleeder in it as well that it needs to circulate a while and get all the air out of the system because you're just now turning it on, you know, probably the last month, right?
Correct.
So I would have it serviced by a good hydronics company that can come out and do it. Who's the company that did it all, I would have them come back, make sure it's completely full, they bleed it all. You should not be hearing the water in there. And it's just an adjustment. It's not anything wrong with the boiler.
Okay.
That's all it is. So have the people come back and do a little adjustment on there, and you should be good to go. Appreciate the phone call. 8:20 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini. I'm joined by Mike Gilkey, president and owner of the Gilkey Window Company.
Hey, Lou.
Mike, I've learned quite a bit about windows over the years, and one of the things I love about Gilkey windows is they don't look like plugged-in replacement windows.
That's right, Lou. One of our missions at Gilkey is to build the highest quality windows that maintain the architectural integrity of your home.
Now, you mentioned quality. I understand that Gilkey windows have been independently verified to be among the most energy-efficient windows in the country.
You're exactly right. And for a limited time, get up to 35% off Gilkey windows and entry and patio doors, or take advantage of up to 60 months no-interest financing.
You heard it. Up to 35% off or up to 60 months no interest. Visit Gilkey.com or call 888-3-GILKEY.
That's 888-3-GILKEY.
Savings based on 2-year protection plan compared to T-Mobile premium device protection as of July 12, 2017. Square Trade does not cover loss or stolen items. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting a new phone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So, protecting your phone is a smart idea. But phone insurance through your wireless carrier can cost as much as $15 every month. Switch to SquareTrade phone protection instead for half the cost of insurance through your wireless carrier, and you could save $200 or more. It's like protecting two phones for the price of one. SquareTrade covers accidents like drops and spills with easy same-day repair options. Part of the Allstate family, we're trusted by over 30 million customers with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And switching to SquareTrade is easy. How else can you save $200 in 10 minutes? So don't wait. Switch today.
Switch to SquareTrade now and you can save over $200. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
Comfort is something we all want to feel. No one knows this better than Serta, America's number one mattress manufacturer. Discover Serta's all-new mattress collections. Experience our latest eye comfort memory foam sleep system that helps comfortably cool and support every curve of your body. Or put your sleep problems to rest with the newly redesigned Perfect Sleeper. Offers good at participating retailers. Find a local retailer at certaretailers.com.
Mm-hmm. Hey, are you hosting for the holidays? Get your carpets cleaned. Well, I need to call these people myself. I'm going to call them too. So you let me do mine first and then you can do yours. Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. You'll be scheduled before Thanksgiving. They're the best value in town. Executive Green's unique process leaves your carpet cleaner, softer, and drier. And they're certified by the Green Clean Institute. Right now, get three rooms cleaned for just $139. Call 708-599-5151. 708. Well, you know what? Hold on a minute. Hi. Oh, that's good. Here we go. So if your carpets don't look good and you want to call them, you can call like me, Executive Green Carpeting. I'm going to call right now because I need our basement and our stairs. You know, we did our kitchen, and so the stairs are kind of dirty. The carpet looks great, but it needs to be cleaned. And I've used these people on some rental properties that I own. It's amazing. They have like something in the water. I think they use the same water they used to make Old Style. It's croizened.
Oh, it's crisp.
Yeah, right. It's croizened. I think they're not there.
Thank you for calling Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Mm-hmm. There is no one available to take your call.
So it's 8:25.
Detailed message.
Saturday.
And we will get back to you promptly. Mm-hmm. You can also visit executivegreencarpetcleaning.com to schedule your appointment online 24/7.
Yep.
Have a great day.
You too. She's very nice. I've met her, Kelly. She's very nice.
Please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, my name is Lou. I've heard your ads on WGN Radio on that Mr. Fix-It show. He's really good, and he promotes you and says you do a really nice job.
He's handsome, too.
And, well, I mean, he's got a lot of hair. Here's the thing. I've got a basement and some stairs and a bedroom that we need cleaned before Thanksgiving. Your ad on the WGN Radio Mr. Fix-It show said that you could schedule me before Thanksgiving. I'm hopeful that you can do that. Call me back. I'm not going to give my number out on the air. 312-981-7200. Yeah, you can call that number. But actually, we've worked together, so you could call me back. Thanks. Love you. Love your carpets that are clean. So that's Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Do you have something to tell me?
Yes, I do. Make Sundays your official night to tour the city, watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV.
So I shouldn't worry then about the screen because I can raise it up high.
It's Saturday morning.
I'm still thinking I can collect debris on the bottom part of the sill.
Sorry,
and you're listening
hilarious.
To Lou.
Kathy, are you a lady that looks for things to worry about?
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I do.
You are,
Now back to the man himself.
Kathy, look for something else to worry about.
Lou Manfredini.
There's got to be something else that you can worry about. This is not anything you need to worry about.
On Chicago's very own.
Love you, Kathy.
Love you, Lou.
720 WGN.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Frank's in Carpentersville. He's been hanging on forever. Hey, Frank.
Good morning, Lou.
Thank you for hanging on. Frank,
do
me a favor. When I'm done with you, I want you to hang on even more because I want to send you an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat allowing you to adjust the temperature in your home from your smartphone, brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60 Minute Men, 855-955-HVAC. How can I help you, sir?
Hello. I just saw a recent TV ad for Ace Hardware, and I must say the hair is looking pretty good.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's very nice of you. My Dr. Yates did a nice job. My Megan says he's sort of like a landscaper. He's moving bushes around.
There you go. It works.
What's going on?
Lou, I'm looking to buy a home that's about 40 years old in the suburbs. I had the home inspector tell me that on the service panel, a couple of the breakers are double tapped. And he said that's an absolute no-no.
Yep.
But the gentleman, the sellers that were looking to buy the house from told me that he had a home theater put in the basement and he had a professional electrician do all the wiring. So is a circuit breaker that's double tapped the hazard?
It's technically against the code. Is it a hazard? I mean, no. I mean, they certain codes across the country will allow you to do it, but most codes in this area in particular don't let you do it. And the argument is that the breaker isn't as responsive because of the virtual size of the connection point. And so, is it a hazard? Technically, no. Is it against the code? Yes. So,
Will that breaker trip if it becomes overloaded?
It will, but the argument is, it will. It absolutely will. But I mean, in a perfect world, right, based on the code, when you have, if you don't have enough slots in your existing panel, you've really got two choices. You can increase the size of the service to the home and put in a larger panel with more slots, or you can put on a side panel or a sidecar, as it's called, and take a, you know, say a 60 amp breaker in your existing panel to feed the other panel right next to it, and then properly, per the code, put it in there. You can have a licensed electrician do it, and they'll put on the cheaters. That's what they're called. They're called cheaters. So, yeah. I mean, that kind of gives you the answer, because when the electrician goes to the electrical supply house, he says, hey, I need a couple of 15-amp cheaters. So, you know, that's what it's called in the industry. So is it a hazard? No. If it was my house, would I change it? Probably.
All right, Lou. Thank you.
Frank, hang on a second. We're going to send you out that Wi-Fi thermostat. Tom will get that information from you.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 8:41 in the morning.
Good music today, Lou.
Huh? Not bad, huh? I'd like to take full credit for it, but it's all Lindsay who puts it all together.
Bravo, Lindsay.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Before we get back to your phone calls, let me tell you where all the good work and everything is happening. It's happening in the state of Wisconsin. Joining me on the phone line right now is Doug Larson. Doug is the president of a company called Mods. And, Doug, you guys are based in beautiful Appleton, Wisconsin, correct?
That's correct.
We came across your company because I can buy a house that you're making on Amazon.
Yes, absolutely. It's a one-bedroom house, a beautiful house. $36,000, you can buy it anytime you want, and we'll ship it to you.
But no free shipping, right? It's not Prime?
No, it's not Prime. We won't deliver it overnight either.
All right, but your house comes with a little bit of a catch, Doug. Talk a little bit about the homes that you guys are building up in Appleton.
This house is a one-bedroom house. It's got a bathroom, shower, living room, kitchen in it. It's 320 square feet. It's considered a tiny home. It's made out of a upcycled or recycled new shipping containers that come to the United States one time with product in them from China, Japan, Asia, wherever in the world. They brought to the United States instead of running them through a dumpster or trashing them. We buy them and recycle them into a living quarters. We also build offices, hospitals, clinics. Different types of structures, any kind of structure you can think of.
Now, your company, give me a little bit of a history lesson. How long have you guys been around, and did you start in this realm, or did you do something else before you started making homes out of shipping containers?
No, we're general contractors. We've been in the business for about 32 years, industrial and commercial projects. We built the first wind farm in the state of Illinois on Highway 39, the Pawpaw exit there, back in 2002 with our company called Orion Builds, which is 32 years old. Down in Katrina several years ago, rebuilding cell towers and communication towers after the hurricanes down there. And our guys were living in tents and traveling around, and what we did is we bought some motorhomes on a weekend, some big Class A motorhomes from eBay, and then we shipped them down to Mississippi. Our guys lived in them for about 18 months.
Wow.
And then we brought the motorhomes back here, and they were sitting next to one of our shipping containers that came from the wind farm down in Illinois, and same size as a shipping container and motorhome is typically. And so I thought, why can't we convert it? A shipping container into some type of living quarter where guys can live in. They're much safer. They're stable. They're they're easy to work with, easily readily available, and so we built our first one. We actually have a patent on the one you see on eBay.
No kidding. So it just came out of the motorhome being parked next to one of those containers, and somebody went, huh, look at that. Boy, it's about the same size.
Yeah, everyone thought I was crazy when I told them we're going to build a living quarters out of one of the shipping containers.
So for those that don't know, I mean, these shipping containers are a big, huge metal box. They're very strong. It's like a corrugated side and roof, and they typically have a wood planked floor on them that, I mean, literally a forklift could drive in and out of. They lift them up from the side, the top, whatever. And so these things are sturdy just as they are. And then what do? You start cutting holes in them? Do you build walls inside of them? How do you make it a comfortable living space?
What we do is, these containers can hold 60,000 pounds of goods in them or materials in them. And then you can stack them 10 high. They can hold up to 423,000 pounds above them. What we do is we have our structural engineer take a look at what we want to do. If we want to cut windows in it, cut doors in it, we can take containers, all the walls out of these containers, and stack them side by side. If you look on our website for modsinternational.com, you'll see some of the projects we've built for, like, General Electric jet engines. We've built clinics, offices. We built some homes on HGTV last year. These are all custom homes built with shipping containers, maybe 8 or 10 containers. And we have to reinforce where we cut out the walls, we have to reinforce them. And our
engineer
does that work.
So then that's all done with steel, I would imagine. But then do you build a wood frame wall and insulate it? Because I would think that being inside of that one container home that you can buy for $36,000, I mean, it's a big metal box. I would think that it would be cold and clammy, but how do you keep it warm and cozy?
No, it's extremely warm. We build these to the International Building Code. It's called the IBC. We also build it to the energy codes, the energy standards. So they're just like your home or an office building. They're framed out inside, then they're insulated. We can either insulate them with foam, solid, a closed cell foam, or we can do it with normal fiberglass batt insulation.
Right. How long have you been doing this now, these container homes?
About 11 years we've been in building the homes.
And are you seeing it just, I mean, are you amazed at the interest and the explosion of this? Because I know that there's other companies across the country that do this. I've seen a lot of commercial projects done with them, and I get to travel quite a bit, especially out east to New York, New Jersey, and there's a stretch of the highway where you go by. You know, Jersey's has a huge port there where they bring in a lot of these containers. They're just stacked as far as the eye can see, and I'm thinking, what do they do with all those? And some of those end up in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yeah, they do. They come up here, and we build throughout the world. We built a project in Afghanistan, one in Siberia. One in Burundi, Africa, up in the mountains of Burundi, Africa. You name it, we've shipped containers and built in various areas of the world.
That's awesome. Well, if you get a chance to look, give me that website, because I know you've got some stuff where you've got some videos, the HGTV thing you did, but other homes as well. You'd be amazed at how beautiful these homes are. What's the website?
It's Mods, M-O-D-S, International, that's all one word, .com. So modsinternational.com.
All right, now, Doug, if I come to Appleton, Wisconsin, and I want to go someplace for a fish fry on a Friday night, where do I go?
Oh, I can name about 25 places.
Give me one.
I would say Lombardi's Steakhouse. They have steaks and excellent fish.
All right.
after Vince Lombardi, the Green Bay Packers.
Attaboy. Doug Larson is the president of a company called Mods. They actually sell a container home that you can buy on Amazon.com. $36,000, and they'll ship it anywhere in the world. But as we said, it's not eligible for Prime, so you won't get it in 2 days. I really appreciate you getting up with us and talking about it. Continued success with your company.
Thank you very much for having me on.
You got to take care. That's cool. That is so cool. You got to go to their website. We'll post something up on the website with a link to on my Facebook page. It's really cool. And what Doug talked about, that one shipping container that qualifies as you can have a home built for $36,000 and they literally can drop it anywhere. You probably need the foundation and everything, but it's a cool idea It's just a neat reuse of these containers that are stacked up all over the place. All right.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Now when you're feeling low
and the fish won't bite. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, is the number that Brian called. Brian, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Lou, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I listen to you every week.
Thank you very much. Thanks for hanging on.
Thanks. I have a problem with a sink underneath. It's leaking, and I turned off the cold valve and the hot valve, and it still leaks.
From the stops underneath the sink?
Yes.
Okay. And have you localized if it's the cold or the hot, or is it both?
It's cold.
It's the cold. Hot. All right. Yes. And when you look at, is it leaking? So you have the handle on the stop, right?
Yes.
And then there's a little stem. Have you noticed if it's leaking from that stem?
No, it's not.
It's leaking from where the valve connects to the pipe?
No, it's leaking from where the tube goes into the sink.
Where the tube goes into the faucet?
Yes.
Okay.
Into the sink, into the drain, the drain of the sink.
So it's the drain that's leaking, not the water lines.
But there's no water in the drain. That's the thing. I don't.
There's no water in the drain. There's no water.
I don't know.
All right. This is a kitchen sink.
It's a bathroom sink.
Bathroom sink, single bowl. You've got a tailpiece coming down from the bottom of the sink, coming straight down to a J bend or your P trap, right?
Yes.
And is it leaking at that P trap?
I think it leaks from the middle of the tube. There's two tubes, and when the water drains, it's the tube, and I keep tightening it up, mm-hmm. and I close the valves. I close both valves.
All right. Well, if it's the drain, it has nothing to do. Okay, let's do this. Clear out the. Is it a vanity cabinet? This sink is inside of a cabinet, so clear everything out of the cabinet, and then put the stopper in the sink. And turn the water on, whatever, cold or hot, whatever you want, and put water in the sink. So you're going to put, a couple, 3 inches of water in the sink. Then underneath it, lay a couple paper towels flat on the bottom of the cabinet, and then pull the stopper so we can see a drip, and it's going to drip on the paper towel, and it's going to help you locate where exactly at what seam or fitting it's leaking, and obviously get a flashlight underneath there so you can see what you're doing. Now,
keep the valves closed? Do I keep them closed?
No, because it sounds like it's a drain issue. It's not a water. It's not a supply issue. You've got two things with water coming. If you're not seeing any leaking on those valves, and you can test this too. If you turn the valves on, a trick is to take a little toilet paper and wrap it around those valves. If the toilet paper doesn't get wet, then we know it's not leaking there.
Oh. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I don't make this stuff up, Brian. And so you wrap that there and then put the paper towel down on the bottom and you'll see where it's dripping. It could be that you need to take apart that drain so that you can put new washers in there to seal it all up. And, it's not uncommon that stuff gets deformed over time when you tighten it up and it's a problem. So once you put the paper towel and you localize where it is with a flashlight, take it all apart, go to the hardware store, maybe get a new it's a slip nut washer that goes over those, if it's plastic and or metal, put the new one on, tighten it up, and you don't have to crank on this. It's really something that you tighten by hand, especially if it's plastic, and you get it tight, and then you give it one little quarter turn, and that's all you need to seal it up, and you should be able to localize where the water's leaking from. Thanks so much for the phone call. Can you believe that it's 3 weeks to Thanksgiving? It's amazing. I can't wait. My girls will be home. Carmen will be back. Mallory will be back 3 weeks for Thanksgiving. We'll have everybody there. Where are you going for Thanksgiving, Sam?
I don't know yet.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Hasn't been decided yet. I don't know if it's going to be Chicago, Florida. I don't know yet.
All right. Well, if you need a place to go, you can come to my house.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Toma T, need a place to go for Thanksgiving?
I kind of do.
You do?
I do.
All right. You're invited.
Let's go.
Yeah. But you got to bring Kia with you.
Oh, because
I'd really rather have her than you.
That's fair.
Wow.
That's fair.
Right?
He loves John's wife. He wants Kia at Thanksgiving.
What? I mean, you listen to me. You young kids, you could learn something from me, all right?
Just don't try to teach Kia how to repair anything.
That tone you heard, man, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio.
You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9:10 in the morning. That is right. It is the Mr. Fix-It Show. My name is Lou Manfredini. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Don't forget, our text line, 312-981-7200. We'll answer some text messages after 9:30 this morning. So if you can't hang on or you need to answer it and you're driving around, just text us and we'll pick a few of those and answer those. As I mentioned, after the 9:30 news, let's talk with Carl, who's in Elgin. Carl, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Lou. Hey, my wife has an aunt, and she had some roof done, but we were inspecting it, and then in the eaves, she has a two-story house. It's about a volleyball or basketball-sized paper wasp nest.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, by a window. The window is, there is a couple broken panes. So the one thing, if I go up there, I've got to look if any went in the house and built in.
Right. So it's a second story eave?
Yep. But let's say 2.5 stories up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's right at the peak. It's literally about the size of volleyball basketball.
Wow. Okay, well, so now how are we going to knock that down?
Yeah, I know it's cold, so they may be, if they are in there, they may be dormant.
They're definitely going to be sleeping right now, but we need to get it so it's 2.5 stories up. How are we going to do this?
Yeah, we do have a window around 2 feet from it, and there is a broken pane that I could, you know, put my arm, you know, seal it up if I reach out. That way, if they do come out, they can't get to me.
Mm-hmm. Or it's at the peak of the house. Is it something that is like if you took some tennis balls, could you give it a toss up there? How's your accuracy?
It's not bad. I mean, I could get up there. Let's say I could get up there with one of my pieces of equipment. I deliver boom equipment. If they are in there, it'd be too slow for me to get around.
Right. So here's what I would do: is if you, it's cold and they're dormant, and in the evening, if it's colder at night, they're not going to move around. If you can put a small ladder up there, and just reach up and get a pole, like a long paint pole, and just give it a knock down, they're going to be disoriented. They're not going to come after you because it's too cold. So that you could do the window thing too, but a large nest like that needs to get knocked down. And then, I mean, we're going into winter, so it's something you would treat in the spring with some foaming wasp spray that you would spray onto that area to leave there in the springtime so that they don't come back and build it again, because they're creatures of habit and they're going to come back to the same spot.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so as long as you do it in the evening. And it's cold, like right. I mean, now it's raining, but you're going to be able to solve that problem. No issues whatsoever. Let's go to Lake Geneva, or Geneva rather. Here's Jack. Jack, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for hanging on. How can I help you?
Yeah, no problem. Okay, I just want your advice on what I should do with a front window I have on my house. There's two rectangular windows. They're ROW old wooden windows. They're probably about 25 years old. And the problem is they face the east, so they get a lot of sun, you know, in the morning, in the summer, and they rotted over time. And when it rains really bad and the wind is coming out of the east, it leaks. So about the other half of the windows in the house are Pella. And, you know, we moved in here about 5 years ago. So we had a couple quotes. And the problem is, the other part I forgot to explain is there's two, you know, rectangular windows. They're probably about 5 feet tall, 16 inches wide. But on top of that, there's half circles of glass windows directly on top of each rectangle. And then there's another half circle between those two half circles on top of that, if you follow what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got you.
So it's the people that came out and quoted, you know, for new windows or to fix it, you know, they said it's going to be $7,000-$8,000 to do the whole thing because, you know, there's brickwork out there. And so one guy suggested maybe seeing if a carpenter could replace the rotted wood around the outside of that window, like the trim. And that could be an easier solution that would be more cost effective. So I want to see what your opinion is. Would it be worth doing that, or would it be worth, you know, maybe just getting the whole windows replaced?
Are the windows now, the rectangular windows, are they operating windows? Are they double hungs that you open and close?
Yeah, they are double hungs that you can open and close.
Do they work?
I don't think so.
You don't even open them?
No, I think they're painted shut. And, you know, one guy told me don't even try to open the cranks on the bottom because, you know, if you do the whole thing, the whole hardware could fall out. And
right. Okay, so I hear those little ones in the background, which means that we got to save our money to raise those kids.
Exactly, yes.
So $7,000 is not in the budget. You could have the trim redone or maybe even capped with aluminum, depending on the thing. On the situation with the wood, it's okay. A temporary fix, Jack. So yeah. You got to go into this knowing it. Okay, I could get a carpenter to come out here and make it better than it is. I'm going to spend, you know, I'm going to just throw a number out there, $1,500, couple grand, right, to do all this, and buy me some time.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, you're going to want to replace those windows for two reasons. Yeah. They're not efficient, so it's costing you money when it comes to heating and cooling. And then when you go to sell someday, it's going to come bite you in the rear end because they're going to know that it's going to cost this much to repair. Now, with those half rounds that you have, I assume when I'm on the inside of the house, I can see out of those half moon windows?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can also reevaluate that design on the house and maybe eliminate those half rounds. And brick it over and close it up and do something different if that lends itself to replacing the windows.
Yes, they did suggest that as well, one of the window contractors. But, you know, I also have my brother-in-law is a bricklayer. He says that, you know, the brick would never match really. Because
no, it would never match. House, right. You know, so no. He's right.
The front of the house right on top of the front door.
So. Yeah. Yeah, no, I get you. Here's what I would do. Get one more estimate. And you know, I work with the Gilkey Window Company, and they make, not only do they do vinyl windows, but they now have this line of really terrific fiberglass windows. And it'd be a perfect thing to look at possibly doing with them and kind of just get a price. These aren't inexpensive windows, but they're really good quality windows. And just get one more price before you make this call to a carpenter. And what I would do there is, you know, Gilkey is 888, the number 3, Gilkey. But then NARI, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, NARI.org, NARI.org. You can find good carpentry contractors out in your area that can come out there and give you an estimate of what it would take to kind of fix what you have and buy you some time. So, you know, if $7,000's not in the budget or $5,000, whatever it is, and you're not ready for that, then maybe it makes sense to at least get you fixed up and buy you some time for 2-3 years so that you can then plan to go ahead and replace those windows and do it the right way. Jack, I appreciate the phone call. Good luck with the project.
Frank, you're on WGN. Good morning.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I'm a part-time bartender, and we have a problem with fruit flies. I pour a drink, and all of a sudden there's a fruit fly in his drink. He won't drink it. So I said, well, they're not that bad, so if I like to drink, I'll drink it myself, but I can only drink.
Hey, look, mister, we save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear?
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9:22 in the morning. If I like the drink, I'll drink it. Right? That's a good way to go through life.
It's meant every day.
Yeah. I like the drink, I'll drink it. Lynn is in Chicago. Hi, Lynn. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. I have a question about patio doors.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I had a duck attached to my house, and they're cutting through the enclosed back porch to put in these patio doors. I ordered all white fiberglass, and when they were delivered, the trim around the panes is a different color. Now they're telling me that I can paint it with car paint, I can paint it white, or they can repaint the entire door.
Wait, hold on. You ordered new patio doors.
Yes.
In white.
Yes.
And the trim, what do you mean the trim? The actual frame or what's
around the window panes?
So the okay, so you have the frame of the patio door, and then there's like a small little piece of trim that's holding the glass in place?
Yes, and between the little square panes on the door, it's not a...
It's divided light.
Yes.
And why is it a different color?
The contractor said that's the way they're made at the factory. And he's willing to paint it with automobile paint or regular paint, or they can repaint the whole door white to get it to match. I can't believe that they came from the factory. He said the factory won't do it all white with a special order door.
What?
So
that makes no sense. Who's the manufacturer of the door?
Mastercraft.
That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Well, my feeling is the contractor order. I don't know why he accepted the order if it wasn't what he said was put in. He said he ordered all white.
Right.
But that's when it went. He said two different manufacturers had to do the door because it was a special order.
What was so special about this door?
The length of the window is a little bit, it's not a full glass.
It's a
shorter amount of glass.
So in other words, the frame of the patio, the actual frame of the patio door is a little bit thicker. There's more material.
Yes.
So it's not like a big piece of glass with a 3-inch border all the way around it.
No.
It's more like a French door.
Yes.
Okay. So none of what you're telling me makes sense. And the other thing is, whoever made this, if there were two manufacturers. So, okay, if that's the story that they're telling you, so you're saying that somebody built the door in white and then they sent it to somebody else to do the divided light or whatever, and they couldn't match the color. Makes zero sense to me.
Okay, so...
And now this door is already installed?
No. I would not let them install it.
Yeah. Somebody screwed up, and it's not your problem, Lynn. But the problem is you're going to be holding out on this door because they're going to have to reorder it. If I'm ordering a white door, everything needs to be white. If you paint this with automotive paint, and which direction does this window face?
It faces south.
Perfect. Get all the sun and the heat to hit the paint as it starts to peel off of this door.
Right.
And then you've got a problem 2 years from now, and then the contractor, whomever, doesn't call you back. Am I painting a good picture for you? No pun intended.
Yes, and I'm having a problem with the contractor now.
Right. Who's holding more of the money right now?
They are.
Mm.
But I have, it's supposed to be, the reason for the deck and all this was to have a wheelchair accessible entrance into the house.
Right.
So now we have nothing because they installed a different door on the side and took off the little ramp.
Right.
So, and the contractor, the company is getting very upset with me that I'm not accepting any of their solutions.
Well,
other than my saying, I want new doors.
Right. Well, the color should be the same. So,
okay.
I certainly mean the situation that you're in is a precarious one, and there's, other things obviously to consider. But if I'm ordering a white door, everything should match. If I'm ordering a brown door, everything should match. Whether or not there's two manufacturers or not, that's not your problem.
Right.
So, you're in a tough spot because of what you have to happen in for this wheelchair accessibility, and I would imagine that we got to get that fixed before anything. So the new door that went on the side now is no longer accessible because through a wheelchair?
Right.
Yeah.
they removed the little ramp to get me out to the stairs, and they removed that, so now we have to lift the wheelchair up and down to get in and out.
And is that ramp eventually going to be built, put back?
Well, the ramp then should be going out through the patio.
I see.
The patio doors.
And so by design, with this whole new design, you wanted that ramp eliminated on the side.
Right, but I thought they would wait until they
fixed the other door.
Another way to get out of the house.
Got it. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. In my, you know, for me, the problem I have with the painting is that it is not going to give it, it's, first of all, I would think that Mastercraft, the builder of the door, if you painted it, they would not warranty it.
Right.
So unless they're going to warranty all of this as part of the original door, saying that, you know, whatever the warranty on this, I don't know the specifics of that manufacturer, but if they say they're going to give you a 10-year warranty on the structure and the finish, whatever, if they will allow that to go to the painted portion of this, and you're stuck in this situation, then I would accept that in writing only. If they're not, makes no sense to me. You need a white door is a white door, and the colors should match. I'm very sorry about all of that. I'm just bumping up against time here. Hey, I just met you.
Text me, maybe. Time for Just Text Me on the Mr. Fix-It Show. That's right, 720 WGN.
Well, that's the old Siri voice. Yeah, now you got the new voice.
The new Siri has too much sass for me.
Really?
Yeah, she has too much spunk.
Yeah, I got a little, I think mine is the British lady.
So I can change it, can I?
Yeah, there's a couple of different voices you can go to now.
Okay, let me get a refined voice.
Right, right. Yeah. She's very, what would you like to say?
Yeah, I like
what
that.
Would you like to say? And, you know, so you can do the whole, it's cool. Like in the Chevy that I drive, it's all through the car. So you can just say, hey, Siri, and it's through the car. It's connected with the Apple CarPlay. And you can just, you know, people text you, hey, Siri, read my messages. Your daughter has sent you a message. And
then Siri's
it's like I got a little, look at her. She's talking to me right now. I'm telling her and she's asking me what's going on.
The new Siri sounds like you're bothering her. Like she was doing something. You're interrupting.
Right. She does.
I like to take directions personally from a British accent or an Australian accent, like on the GPS, too.
Yeah.
Make a left on Western Avenue.
I think my wife has the Australian guy. I think she thinks she's dating Chris Hemsworth or something, which for her is a good thing. So, you know, anyway, it's Just Text Me segment. Tom is in the producer booth sitting in for Lindsay. Tom, you're doing a nice job today.
Thank you.
You know, I was thinking about this the last time. I don't know why this is, but Lindsay has produced for me for almost 10 years.
Wow.
And I think the last guy that produced for me was Mike Steven.
Are you serious?
Who was my producer back in the early 80s.
Wow.
No, not that long ago. But it was a long time ago. Right. When we were normally waking him up to produce. He used to sleep on Tom Peterson's couch. It's true. Tom, we found out you're from Crystal Lake.
True.
You went to Loyola.
Yep.
Fine Jesuit institution. What did you study there at Loyola?
Broadcast journalism.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Very nice. And did you like your time at Loyola? Did you live on campus over there by the lakefront?
Yes, I did.
You liked it?
I loved it. I stayed in Rogers Park for like an extra 2 years after I graduated.
Yeah, it's a great little spot. They own everything along the lake over there. It's amazing.
Yeah, they really, and they've updated everything, but they probably could have used some tips from Mr. Fix-It because things are already starting to fall apart.
Well,
Lou, we also found out that Tom puts sheets on his bed.
Right. Tom does not sleep on a mattress without sheets, which is what my problem is when I look at the commercials on TV for the mattresses. They always show people all comfy on a mattress with no sheets. Nobody does that. All right, Tom, you've got some text messages for me.
Yes, we do. First one coming from 847. I want to install an exhaust vent in my bathroom. I have a water vent, which is either a 4 or 6 inch pipe that is close by. Can I use this pipe to exhaust to the outside, or do I have to exhaust through the roof by itself?
No. You can't put it into a vent like that. It's going to be a nightmare. You'll be sitting on the toilet and the fan will be on and you have a breeze blowing up your rear end. So don't do that. You need a separate pipe dedicated venting out. And the trick is when in an attic space is if you're going to add an exhaust fan and you're going to go up, you're going to go vertically, when you first connect the pipe to the fan, it needs to run horizontally for about a foot to 2 feet long. Because if you come off that fan and you go straight up in the attic, even if you insulate it, on really cold days, you're going to get condensation, and then the fan is going to drip water, which will drive you crazy. But if you do it a 2 foot horizontal run and then kind of at a 45 degree angle, go up to where you're going to exhaust it directly out. You can't just put it next to a roof vent and have it hang right there, because the barometric pressure that you hear the meteorologists talk about all the time is pushing in on the house, and the fan's not strong enough to blow it out. So it has to have a vent all the way out. And then you wrap that in insulation, and when you use the fan and you're in there showering, have it set up so you at least run it 10 minutes after you're done showering, and or you can buy a humidistat switch that you put in the wall that automatically keeps it running until the humidity goes down, and out you go. How's that for a long answer?
Perfect.
All right, good.
All right, next one coming from 708. Can spar varnish coat solid stained or unfinished cedar siding?
Well, okay. No. Because the problem with the solid stain is more like a paint film. And so the spar varnish will stick to the paint film on the stain, and it'll peel. What I don't like about spar varnish on cedar, raw cedar, you could do that. Here's what I would do. If it's raw cedar, I would sand it. I would take some of the spar varnish, a petroleum-based spar varnish, not a acrylic. Typically, spar is always oil-based, but sometimes the labeling is confusing on some of these products when you buy it. Take a little bit of the spar varnish. Like if you buy a quart of it, take a quarter of the quart and put it into a separate container and add a little mineral spirits to it and thin it a little bit. Then that's your first coat. And the whole idea of the mineral spirits is it takes the resins of the spar varnish and gets soaked into the cedar or any kind of wood. This is a trick you're going to do. I'm refinishing a front door right now on my house, screen door, brand new oak screen door that I installed, or I'm going to install on the front. And I just stained it yesterday, and now I'm going to go and put, you know, sand it down. I'm going to cut that first coat of spar varnish with some mineral spirits so it soaks into the wood really well. Then you lightly hit it with a little steel wool. Then you go back over it with a full coat of spar varnish to really grab on. That's how I would do it on the raw cedar. I wouldn't put it on a solid paint finish and or solid stain finish.
All right, 708, you've raved about your whole house dehumidifier. Will it also dehumidify a crawl space or basement? And who does this in the south suburbs?
Well, so what I was raving about is we have a Carrier Infinity system in our home, and it has a dehumidification feature on the furnace. And so when we're running air conditioning, it dehumidifies the whole home. Now, it happens to dehumidify the basement because we condition that space as well. But what you may be talking about is the dehumidification system that PermaSeal puts in called the SantaSeal. No, not SantaSeal. That's something you put on the toilet. The SantaDry system, and now they have a new one called Sedona. Get it? Arizona Dry. They put it in, and that will dehumidify the whole thing. Just call 800-421-SEAL. Uno más?
Uno más. Another 708, I want to open up my downstairs, but can't afford to do a whole new beam down the length of the house. What's the biggest opening in the wall without resupporting the weight bearing beam is acceptable?
Oh, there's no way I could tell you that. I mean, I'd have to see what you're supporting. I wouldn't mess with that from a structural perspective. There is no, if there's anything that's load-bearing above, it has to be supported, whether it's a wall and or a beam or a header. I mean, you know, if you're creating an opening like a doorway, then you can get away with a small little header. But again, that all has to be calculated based on the weight. And it isn't anything without knowing more specifics that I could give you direction on. But what I will tell you is Do not mess with, oh, just take this out, it'll be fine, because then in the middle of the night, your floor collapses, and then we got major problems. So that's it.
All right,
you good?
Do it.
You happy?
Oh, very.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Mary in Huntley. Mary, you're on WGN. Thank you so much for hanging on so long.
Okay. Thank you, Lou. I have a situation where if I would turn on the faucet in the bathroom and I turned it off, I would get this moaning sound. And
What does it sound like?
Like a hum.
Can you make the sound for me?
It only lasts for a couple seconds.
Wait, one more time. Okay. It's just for me to make me laugh today. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, then I turned it off and it would make the noise. I turn it back on and it would stop. And then it would go away. Well, then it happened that it would start all by itself without even turning the water on. And then one morning I could hear it. It actually woke me up. It was so loud. And I don't know if it's coming from the sink, from the toilet, from the hot water heater.
Are you on city or village water, or do you have a well?
No, I have village water. It's on a slab.
Are you in Sun City?
Yes.
Right. You know, I don't know that he's doing this, but, you know, Orion used to have a golf cart, and he would do some repairs where he'd drive around. I could call him and see if he could come out there.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
He's got his own, like, Big O's repair service, and he drives around in the golf cart, and he comes over. And what he basically does, he just talks about it, and then it seems to fix the problem.
Oh, now I need more than talking.
All right, maybe not. Okay, I'm just kidding. Okay, the moaning thing when it's not running is kind of a funny thing. And the thing with that kind of sound, it can be coming from anywhere. And when it rattles inside the pipes, you feel like it's coming from this area, but it's really not. So let's try this. Do you know where your main water valve is? Like the main water supply to your house? In a closet somewhere? Do you have a mechanical room?
Yeah, but I think it's in the laundry room.
Okay. Well, in the laundry room, there's like a pipe that's coming out of the ground, like a big copper pipe?
I think so. I'm going to walk that way right now.
All right. You tell me when you're there. Don't worry. Show's over at 10.
Okay. The house isn't that big. Okay. Copper pipe from the ground,
like in a corner somewhere, behind the washing machine or the water heater.
We're looking.
This is something you should know, because God forbid you ever have a leak or something. And oh my God, it's leaking. Well, find the main valve and turn it off.
Here. Okay. My son is looking at the other side of the door.
All right. Where's the furnace?
The furnace is in the laundry room.
Okay.
The hallway from the mechanical room.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, in that Sun City, what I'm not sure of is the main valve could be outside in the ground. But I doubt it. Like, you may have a buffalo box out there. Okay. Anywhere, somewhere.
All right. Found it.
Found it. Okay, you got your son there?
Yes.
Have him turn. Is anybody in the shower?
No.
Is anybody on the toilet?
Nope.
All right. Shut that main valve off.
Shut the valve off.
What's his name?
Eric.
Eric, shut the valve off, and then I want you to turn all the valves on in the house, and I want you to flush all the toilets until the water doesn't come out anymore.
Oh, okay.
Are you with me? We're draining the system.
Ooh, there goes the noise.
It's humming now?
Yeah.
Really? And the valve is off.
The valve is off, and we haven't opened up any pipes yet.
All right, open up the pipes. You got a sink in that laundry room?
No.
No. All right, well, go flush the toilets, open up all the faucets until the water stops coming out.
Okay.
Wow. You all right? Then I want you to shut once the water stops, I want you to shut everything. Then I want you to slowly open that valve back up and have it fill the system back up.
Okay.
And I bet, and this is going to take a little time, well past, maybe we can just tell John to not come for a few more minutes while we still talk to Mary. But when you do all this, I think you'll eliminate that hum problem, Mary, and it should go away. You may have to take the screens off of the faucets to clean them out because you're going to loosen up some sediment. You're basically recharging the air chambers in the system so you don't get that moaning and humming sound anymore. And hopefully you're good to go. Thanks so much for the phone call. Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by our friends at Townstone Financial. Our last caller this morning is Kevin in St. Charles. Kevin, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good, sir. How can I help you?
Quickly, bought a house up in northern Wisconsin, built in 1909.
Nice.
And a portion of the plumbing from the old part of the house is cast iron pipe that runs about 30 feet from the toilet in the lower level to the to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And twice a year, I have to get this thing rooted because the roots from the trees come under the house and push this cast iron, I guess, the sleeves.
Yeah.
And, I was going to have it dug up and replaced, but I thought it was outside where the problem was. I was surprised to find that the trees are under the house.
Right.
So my question is, I'm thinking of buying a Roto-Rooter and doing this myself because it has to be done twice a year. Or am I better off to bite the bullet and dig it up and repair it?
Okay. So it goes into a septic system, right?
Actually, it's city. It's not a septic system.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So it's below grade. Oh, my gosh. I'm so behind. If you're going to keep this there, then I would definitely bite the bullet and have it redone so that you can enjoy that house up there. I'm sorry, I'm bumping up against time. Remember, heating systems are only as good as the people who install them. You need a good quality equipment, but you also need to install by a trusted company. Hire Dykstra Home Services. They're a third-generation Carrier factory-authorized dealer. They install top-line Carrier equipment, and they've been in business for over 91 years. Turn to the experts. They're the ones you can trust, not only to install, but to maintain your equipment for as long as you're in your home. Now is a good time to call Dykstra Home Services for a furnace clean and check. Most likely, your warranty requires it. Plus, Dykstra Home Services is having a warehouse clearance sale. Great savings on all in-stock Carrier equipment. Plus, mention you heard this ad with the purchase of a furnace AC combo, and you'll get the Silver Club membership free. It includes annual inspections, maintenance, and cleanings. Call now for a free estimate and 0% financing for up to 5 years. Dykstra Home Services, 800-421-3220, 800-421-3220, or visit DykstraHomeServices.com.